From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. The Syrian Observatory for Human Rights reports today battles between al-Qaeda-linked fighters and Syrian government forces left 73 people dead. It happened in a village near Aleppo. This attack followed an airstrike on a refugee camp near Aleppo, where at least 30 were killed, dozens more wounded. Opposition politicians said warplanes, either Syrian government or Russian, carried out that strike. Earlier, U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry expressed hope ceasefire violations will end soon.
We will continue to work to de-escalate the violence all across Syria in hopes of being able to move back to the talks as soon as people have a confidence that this is really taking hold.
U.S. officials have said even with the recent attacks, violence overall is reduced. North Korea's 7th Workers' Party Congress began meeting today in Pyongyang, the first in 36 years. Meanwhile, the United States is in close consultation with its Asian allies to monitor the situation on the Korean Peninsula during the high-level meeting. Washington also is anticipating the isolated government in the North may take this occasion to launch a missile or conduct a nuclear test. Nigeria's Navy says militants attacked an offshore facility belonging to the petroleum company Chevron, the latest in a spate of attacks on the petroleum-rich Niger Delta region. Attack raises fears of a renewed militancy in the Delta, which despite being home to Nigeria's oil wealth, remains poor and underdeveloped. This is VOA News. A U.S.